Blog Talk Radio.
My complaints due to the fact that there was no documentation, that I was unwilling to do any sort of testifying or anything like that. And I said, I'm more than willing to come into your office, bring you the documentation, sign a statement, an affidavit, okay, that you guys type there, okay, of my charges, and you can keep copies of the documents. They were unwilling to accept them. I ran into Ed Lumen on the street one day, and he said, oh, we'll get in touch with you. Never did.
You want to?
Yeah, we want to
start. Yeah, okay.
See the apple of my eye. I'm coming to love.
Anyway, you started to say, ask me something else.
About the Giants, how did you lure them here?
Well, that's a long story, too. We all know that we aspired to be a major league city. And at that time, there was a lot of discussion about trying to get the Boston Red Sox here, only because Joe Cronin was a manager of the Boston team. And after making a few inquiries, I realized that there was no chance of getting them to come out to San Francisco. Well, we all liked Joe Cronin, but still the move was not feasible. And then one day I learned that Walter O'Malley had been visiting Los Angeles. And I said, well, Los Angeles is a lucrative area, but if he can't possibly move to Los Angeles with his Dodgers, because if he did, certainly the Giants would not necessarily move, because how can two major teams leave that area all at one time? But so I called Stoneham, and I went back there. But I used to leave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so I wouldn't be away, and then confer with him over Saturday and Sunday. And that was some pretty hard, they were pretty strong discussions, because I had a cigar with Stoneham, and he liked his scotch, and I had to take a few shots myself accordingly to keep company. And the thing that impressed me, however, was that Walter O'Malley was always present. Yeah. Always present. So that I was trying to put two and two together and say, well, why is he here? If he's here because he must have some kind of a deal going on with Norrie Polson, who was then the mayor of Los Angeles. And I think it's only reasonable to assume that if he moved to Los Angeles, he would want the Giants to come to San Francisco for the competition.
Claudio, we got to get say some film for Rich now, okay?
So, and then the second thought came to me, well, it's impossible for the Giants and the Dodgers to simultaneously move. It's just beyond comprehension. But I came back and I called Norrie Polson, who was then the mayor of Los Angeles. I said, Norrie, are you consulting with O'Malley to bring the Dodgers here? Oh, he says, I can't talk about those things. He says, no. He denied it vehemently, absolutely denied it. So I waited a week. And I went back to New York. Again, there was O'Malley and Stoneham. And I'd arrive there about 10 o'clock in the evening. I'd be up until all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I was kind of getting to be a nervous wreck. All night sessions. And they wouldn't tell me anything, but they were... And I surmised that... The delay must have been because Walter O'Malley, who was a very shrewd, I must say, he was of the two.
Too much of my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to do?
I'm in.
Oh,
so am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a king. Ready?
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
La Possible straight, possible flush, nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and call.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, make the average guy a heavy smoker. There's a nominee and give him a regard. And watch why he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have that slippery, haphazardous commodity. You gotta have the time.
Well, we'll be back Friday at 4 p.m. Hopefully we'll have this situation resolved. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. And any law enforcement out there who's listening who may have a cold case that's similar to the Oral Stewart case or any a civilian case, if you want some background information on how these sexual predators operate, this is a result of request from the U.S. Navy in the Steve Neri case, which we've been working on for 16 years. So you can contact us at pverzola, P-V-E-R-Z-O-L-A, at gmail.com. So we'll end our episode now, and we will be back Friday. Hopefully we'll have this Skype situation resolved. Good night.